Okay, I've always wanted to kind of, we do a lot of day trips, and kind of almost, I only go so far, because like you, I'm kind of getting up there in age, and well, we don't have a dog anymore. Unfortunately, we had to put him down a little bit before he moved here, but with the dog, we never bring him, but we couldn't leave him by himself overnight, so he could never, go way out there and then spend a night in a motel, right? So we could only go so far, and we pretty well hit everywhere that you can hit on this side for the most part, and oftentimes I shoot onto your side and check out some of the sites you guys have for day trips, but I just too cheap to pay the money for an enhanced license, and the wife would need a passport, and I said, I just can't be bothered. But like I say, we just, and I wrote that call, K4OGO, I'll check him out. I've got a basic mobile setup. I'm basically like 10 meters, and I can operate a couple bands, but I got a couple ham sticks, and I got a Wilson 2000 that's on a mag mount for 10, and I found out by accident I can load it on 12, and actually works pretty good. And I got an Icom 7100, just 100 watts. I love the radio. I mean, the antenna works good, but I'm sure there's way more better antennas and stuff, but I'm just not in my car enough and not that adamant about it. I mean, I can get out there when the band's open and seem to have no trouble making contact, so I haven't sunk any more money into the antennas. Like I say, I got a couple of ham sticks and got a whole set of Hustler resonators, but since I moved into the apartment, I use them for the base. So I don't have them in the car anymore. So I'm pretty well relegated to VHF, UHF, 10 and 12, 40 and 80 right now. Really like to get a 15-meter ham stick, but I haven't found one yet. So like I say, I don't have the best mobile setup, but I make contacts. But I'll check that guy's page out anyway and see what he has to say. I know there's a lot of neat mobile setups out there that'll put mine to shame, but hey, I can keep up 100 watts, mobile, and work Russia, I'm happy, which I've done multiple times. They seem to really catch the slash mobile when I say it. They might not even catch my call, but they'll hear the mobile. It's amazing how that happens.
I do nothing but CW, and for years, the best operators in the world were CW ops, were Russians. I think in the day they had to have a couple hundred, not QSL cards, what the hell's it called? You know, when you're just listening. It's a rough morning. Anyway, by the time they got their license, they were all club stations then. Just fabulous CW operators. I would take my aluminum boat from Alter Road, which is across from, Peach Island. And during the heat of the summer when fishing was a little bit down, and I'd go out in the lake with my QRP rig. It was a 40-meter MFJ in a cooler, all hard-mounted. And drift down to back to the mouth of the river, Lake St. Clair I'm referring to, and WB80/MM, Marine Mobile. And when people found out I was in a 16-foot aluminum boat, it sort of took the wind out of their sails. Go ahead, Terry. And let's pause if anybody else wants to jump in.